One of the greatest crossover hits in the history of jazz was recorded 50 years ago this week. The In Crowd from the Ramsey Lewis Trio. The single hit number 5 in the Billboard Top 100 and number 2 on the R&B charts. The full album hit number 1. Which is remarkable because 1965 was a time when audiences were supposed to be turning away from jazz. Ramsey Lewis turns 80 this month, but he's still going strong. He told me he's starting work on a jazz opera. He says the success of The In Crowd was one of those happy accidents. Between performances at the Bohemian Caverns in Washington, D.C., Lewis and his bandmates were at a coffee shop, trying to think up one last fun song to add to their set list. That's when their waitress stopped by.
We were sitting there and just kind of talking about it and couldn't come up with anything. So Nettie Gray came over to the table to serve us our coffee. And what are you guys doing? As we told her. And she says, well, have you heard this song by Dobie Gray? Well, she had a jukebox. Jukeboxes in coffee shops. People don't know about that anymore. But she went over to the jukebox and played, you guys might like this. Listen to this. I said, that's it.
I'm in with the in crowd. This almost didn't happen, right?
If somebody had come up with another song that fit the style of what we wanted, there would not have been an in crowd. We thought we could bring something to the version. He had a nice version of it, but ours maybe is a little more snappy. And we had fun doing it. We almost forgot to do it. We went to the Bohemian Caverns, and we were recording Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And we got to the end of the second show, and we hadn't played it yet. And Red Holt, the drummer, looked over at me and said, what about that new song? What about that new song?
There's that real back and forth with the audience. I mean, that's part of... It seems that a lot of people seem to think that's why the record took off, is because that audience energy, just sitting at home listening to the record.
Yeah, and you got to remember, this is an audience that over half of them were staunch jazz people who came to say, what are they going to do? What's up? When we started playing the In Crowd, by the time we got to the middle of the song, everybody, the boppers and our people, everybody was up on their feet, and they were clapping, they were dancing. And we just kind of looked at each other, and we didn't know quite what it meant. It was a big thing.
One of the things I love about the record, The In Crowd, is there's an amazing range on there. On the one end, there's The In Crowd, and then I think of like the love theme from Spartacus, which is big and classical and almost orchestral sounding, even though you're only a trio, and the crowd eats that up too.
Yeah, they've come to expect that from me, and I'm glad, because it gives us that range. As I mentioned earlier, the early part of our show, that's when we play things like Spartacus and other pieces that we have in our repertoire. Slowly but surely, by the time we get to the middle of the show, I start moving to songs that are a bit more shake your booty, if you will. I don't know if we can say that on your show.
Sure.
and that gives me my transition, so by the time I get to the end of the show, it's stand up and shake your booty.
When you got that phone call about that you thought you had a hit on your hands, can you talk about how big that was and how much crossover meant at the time to have audience beyond the jazz world?
When I got the phone call from Chess Records, we were in Detroit, Michigan. And I didn't quite understand it, because you got to understand, 1965, it was unheard of for jazz musicians to have hits. Like, this wasn't in our conversation. It wasn't in our thought processes. And And so we a hit maybe, oh, we're going to sell an extra 100 or extra 1,000. No, you guys are going to really, this looks good. If it keeps up, this is going to be a big record. It wasn't until it continued to just keep selling, and they would call me and say, well, now you're up to 20,000, now you're up to 100,000, now you're up to 500,000. I just totally blew my mind.
I'm curious, like, over all these years, you know, since that record got to so many people who might not have ordinarily heard jazz, have you heard from people, like, at your shows or other places that, you know, if it hadn't have been for that record or for your music, I wouldn't have given jazz a chance?
You know, at our performances, I have people come backstage, and some of them are young people who say, my parents had that record, and some of them people say, my grandparents had the record, and so it seems that it has stood the test of time.
You'd like to please your audiences, so it sounds like you probably play this just about every show, that song, right?
Yeah, well, towards the end of the show is when we play Sun Goddess, The In Crowd, Wade in the Water, and the so-called hits. A few years ago, I thought people were getting tired of The In Crowd. You know, you've been playing it for 50 years. So a couple of shows, I did not play The In Crowd. And as I was leaving the stage, the audience would not hear of it. They were stomping their feet, and they started hollering out, The In Crowd, The In Crowd. And after a couple of concerts, I realized that 50 years later, people still want to hear it. I will play it.
That's pianist Ramsey Lewis. The album The In Crowd from the Ramsey Lewis Trio was recorded 50 years ago this week. Ramsey, such a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I had a ball talking with you.